Now, masses were said throughout the region here and the country for the young victims of Friday's road crash. Our reporter Sharon Lynch went to the Church of Saints Peter and Paul in Clonmel last night to speak to churchgoers after mass.
Devastated. People are devastated.
Devastated, yeah. Bell Crowley gave a nice
sermon there tonight now about it.
Went to the Taoiseach and Taoiseach.
And the President, everybody, yes, yeah.
It was, yeah.
Very emotional, actually. Very emotional there tonight.
And how do you think the families and the community overall will cope with this tragedy?
I just don't know. Hopefully our prayers now will be answered. That's all.
Our son was teaching in
Lurisher
last year, sir.
So there was one of them there. The other two girls then were in the presentation. But it's just
very sad, isn't it? Yeah.
Oh my God, it was so sad. And the priest spoke so well about it, because he often would visit that area, and he would have even visited my own place. You know, it was really lovely to hear. He spoke so well. And I'm only living a stone's throw from them, really. There's a stream running down the mountain, and we're on one side where we're on the other townland. And it's really lovely now, just to go in and meet them, to see. But they were comforted by the police. Oh, my God, it was just heartbreaking. This morning I went down, and I said, I'll go down and I'll just sympathise with them. It could have been about 9 o'clock in the morning, and I said to myself, oh, my God, I don't know, can I really go into them? I turn around and go back home again. But when I come down then later on, maybe afternoon, it just seemed to be much better that I could go in and have a few words with them and sympathise with them, spend some little time, with them.
How do you think the families will cope and the community overall with this tragedy?
Oh, my God, I think we just have to rally around them and try, because actually only when the burial and everything is over, it's going to be very hard on them to try and cope,
There's a black parlour of the town, isn't there? Four people. I know it's a dangerous bad old road, it's a twisty road. But that's the worst accident I ever remember there. And I worked here for 30 years in the guards. Never saw one like that.
Very, very somber, It's just disastrous. There's not a lot you can see about disaster,
Well, as we've been hearing, there's a quiet sadness in the air as the community grieves the loss of 18-year-old Nicole Murphy from Ballypatrick, Grace McSweeney, also 18, and her 24-year-old brother Luke from Clonmel, and 18-year-old Zoe Coffey from Kilsheelan. A prayer vigil will be held at 6:30 this evening in Kickham Plaza in Clonmel, led by local clergy and the Mayor of Clonmel. And I'm joined now by Father Billy Meehan, Parish Priest at St Mary's Parish in Clonmel, and Father Michael Toomey, who's the school chaplain at CBS High School. Luke McSweeney was, of course, a past pupil at CBS. His brother David is in fifth year there, and Nicole Murphy's brother Ryan is in third year. Yeah. This is a heavy burden for this boys' school.
As well, yeah. And obviously, my sympathies go out to all the families involved. And in the high school in Clonmel yesterday, we opened up yesterday afternoon, just because obviously we have to acknowledge Luke as well as being a past student. And we have two of the brothers, like David and Ryan, as you mentioned. So we're supporting the boys. And boys in themselves can at times, I'm afraid, kind of just keep very quiet and silent. So we're supporting the entire school community. Even though Luke left in 2017, he's been fondly remembered because he was a big rugby player, because he was a big man as well. And even he had a great sense of humour. One of the traditions we have at the end of the year, the sixth years take on the teachers, and he was the captain that year. And to wind everybody up, he came in fully dressed in a suit. He had a great sense of humour as well. So he's been remembered in our community as a quiet young man. I knew him really for 2 years that I knew him there. And it's just, as we have all been doing, like every school, the four secondary schools here in Clonmel have collectively come together just to remember and to support all of our students across the board.
And Father Billy, you actually baptised Luke, I think, and married his parents.
Amen.
It's a very difficult burden for that family. They've lost two children. How do you begin to commiserate with them?
Well, I suppose they have great faith to start with, and they have the support of the community. And I'm sure that all the prayer vigils that have been held over the last couple of days, and people calling to the house and people calling in and out to the churches to light candles for them, will help them along the way. And in St. Mary's Church, we have a little sacred space made up there with four candles, four roses, and a photograph of each of the four of them. And that's going to be left up on display there for the next week or fortnight, so that when people come into the church, they'll be reminded of the four of them, and they'll be reminded to pray for them and light a candle for them. And I suppose what it brings home to us is that how fickle life can be, that in the space of 24 hours, your whole world can change around. And the guards called me out last Friday night to tell me there was an accident over at Hillview. And I didn't know what I was facing or who was involved in the accident. When I got there and the guards told me who they were, I realised then who they were, and it suddenly dawned on me, here was I, 24 years ago and 18 years ago, I had baptised Luke and into the faith and set them on their faith journey. And here now I was going around giving them absolution and anointing them as they were laid out on the tarmac at Hillview. And it suddenly, I suppose, brought home to me how important the support that the school has given the families over the last couple of days. They've held a prayer vigil yesterday, and they had another prayer vigil today, and we have the vigil down in the plaza tonight. That sometimes a tragedy like this, it brings the community together. It brings them together in their journey of faith together. And it's important that we remember that we keep hope in God the whole time. There's an American writer, Ruth Burroughs, and she has a great image of grief. And she says that we should imagine ourselves holding a bowl in our hands and allowing the tears to flow into it and overflow. And that's what's happening in the community at the present minute, that the whole community of Clonmel, they're behind the families and they're supporting them, and sometimes it's not what we say that matters, it's just our presence there.
Being there, yeah.
Just being there with them and knowing that they're not alone on this journey, that there are people walking the road with them, there are people prepared to shoulder their burden, and there are people that are prepared to listen.
And our Southeast correspondent Conor Kane, very briefly, Conor, it's as Father Billy was saying there, the presence of people will mean a lot this week. What lies ahead in the coming days?
Well, the coming days are obviously going to be very difficult for the families of the four young people, as the last couple of days have been unimaginably hard for them. And in the coming days, the Gardaí investigation will continue. And as part of that, the four post-mortem examinations are due to be held in the next couple of days at University Hospital Waterford. And it's only after those have been completed that the bodies will be released back to the families. And then they have the next chapter of their grief journey, which will be organising the funerals.
All right. Well, that's all from Clonmel, a town numbed by sadness, preparing, as Conor said, to bid farewell to four beloved young people whose futures ended abruptly on Friday night.